You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Welcome to On the Bench. This is Brendan Sinone of Knowles 24/7. If some of you listened to the earlier episode of On the Bench today, you know, if you listen to it in its entirety, that as we were signing off, there was an Instagram post from wide receiver Warren Thompson. Essentially, he expressed frustration, fears over safety concerns with FSU's COVID testing protocol. It seemed like he felt like he was unclear of the protocol, and that he felt like he was being pushed into a corner, felt like he was being lied to in some ways and not being able to express his concerns. So that's documented. We read that post as we were recording the podcast, which was kind of a rare phenomenon to have the news breaking while actually recording. Since then, FSU coach Mike Norvell had a press conference, and this was a scheduled press conference for Florida State. They were always going to have it at around 11 a.m. here on Thursday morning. So this was not an impromptu one, but the majority of the press conference was Norvell addressing Thompson's post, DJ Matthews going to social media and then deleting his confirmed COVID case yesterday, and some other aspects as well. So what I want to do with this podcast is I want to be fair. I want to give Mike Norvell and the FSU program their full platform that they provided today for you guys to hear on the podcast. Now, you may be able to find the video or have actually already seen the full Mike Norvell press conference, and that's fine as well. We have it at Knowles 24/7. You may see it on YouTube. You may see it at other websites. But for those of you who are traveling, the podcast may be a good place for you to hear his full press conference in its entirety. You hear Chris Neat open up the press conference with the question while Josh and I are working on the back end to provide updates during the presser. But you'll get a sense of everything Mike Norvell was saying and where he's coming from, his view of the testing protocols, which he thinks are very safe and confident with. He was disappointed that there were different voices that came out on social media showing that they weren't happy with the testing protocol. He maintains that FSU has been very transparent during all of this, and he also spoke about some of the communication issues that have kind of plagued FSU the last few months with players seemingly not trusting the coaching staff and going to social media with concerns. And he talks about that being a work in progress as part of the transition, him being the head coach. So this is all important stuff from Mike Norvell's perspective. Again, I want to be fair to the coach to give him this platform. So this isn't going to be a silly podcast. This isn't going to be early times in Cheerwine intro and outro. This is just going to be Coach Norvell discussing the last 24 hours or so. So without further ado, here's Coach Norvell.
All right, guys, we'll go ahead and get started. Coming off the field, just made aware of some tweets and I guess messages that were sent out from a couple players that were not here today at practice. We'll address those with any questions. As we go throughout it, it's obviously disappointing to see what was said. We've been very open and transparent throughout this process. We've had a voluntary camp. We've had voluntary summer access. We've been very transparent throughout all aspects, including an additional team meeting two nights ago there in the indoor facility to discuss all issues when it comes to COVID, when it comes to our protocols and procedures. We have followed those to the letter of what we have laid out. Been really pleased with the majority of our team that has abided by that to the best of their ability. You know, we are working through all protocols, which do include also positive test if that happens, and you know the contact tracing in the event of every area of what we're doing, and that's when the players are here within the facility as well as you know the information we gather from when they're away from the facility. So, like I said, disappointed to see the. Or to hear about the messages that were put out there, but we are been very transparent throughout this process. And once again, we have had a voluntary policy with all of our players, all of our staff throughout this this camp, and all mandatory summer access. And so, I look forward to taking questions. Obviously, today's practice was. Was a special teams emphasis. You were a little bit shorter with guys in practice today. I thought they did a solid job. You know, trying to continue to work with the fundamentals. We're still working through the process of our growth, and we've got a lot of areas that we got to continue to improve on with our overall mindset and approach to practice and what we're doing. I can tell that guys, they want to improve. They want to get better, and that's we're going to continue to push to help get them to that point. And I am excited about the potential of what this team has. So I'll go ahead and start taking questions.
Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Chris.
Have the players brought those concerns directly to you? And also, are you concerned at this point with the trust factor between players and those that are above them, coaches, administration, and such with this incident?
I've spoke to players. We had a full team open forum two nights ago in the indoor, and I've had some individual conversations with players as well, just addressing any concerns that they have, addressing updating them on the status of. Who they're around, what they're around. I mean, any positive test we have went through. I can tell you that there have been guys that had illness throughout camp that have been tested and negative results have come back. And those are all things that we're working through. But we are working through the policies and outline and the procedures that are in place for us. But I've been very transparent with every player that I've talked to, and with our entire team. Everybody had an opportunity to ask questions. We had good back and forth the other night in our team meeting, and just continuing to urge guys to make the proper decisions when they're away from the facility, and then following protocol when they're here at the facility.
Messages and tweets calling into question how often players are being tested. How often is each player being tested currently?
We had a test, an entire team and staff test a week before camp started, and we're having a test today in the first week of camp. They will be tested weekly. I think we've had. Up until this point, we've had four tests throughout. We had three scheduled in the summer. We actually added another one before the 4th of July. We had guys that were leaving to go home and wanted to make sure that they got tested before they went home to see their families. So we tested at that point as well. And we're continuing to work through the process. That was one of the questions that was brought up by our players after a press conference the other day when it was brought up about the weekly test. And once again, we talked to them about we tested the week before camp. We're testing the first week of camp, and that's going to continue throughout the process.
Next would be Ira from War Chant.
And Mike, how many players? I know you guys haven't been releasing the results of tests, but and you mentioned being short today. Can you give a round number of how many players are either out because of illness or because of quarantine right now?
The university's policy, we're not going to release any numbers when it comes to that. So I'm going to stick with that policy from the university.
Hey, Mike, David Hill with ESPN. You had one of your receivers receivers that was tweeting about this today. DJ Matthews tweeted last night that he had tested positive and then removed that tweet relatively shortly afterwards. Have you told players, or have players been told not to share their own info regarding health or their?
I have not said that. I spoke with DJ last night, and I did not mention anything about his tweet. I was checking with how he was doing after finding out about the positive test. And you know, I will say that as we come back to camp, just like every year when we're coming into camp, we talk about understanding, respecting people's privacy and what they're willing to post. Every player has an opportunity to post anything about their own individual situation. To be honest with you, I'm not sure why DJ took it down. I've not asked him in any regards to that. But on the flip side, the only thing we ever ask our players not to do is comment on somebody else's situation or injury, anything that could violate some of the HIPAA things that we have in place. When it comes to other student athletes, so that's what we encourage our guys to limit whenever they're talking about others and injuries, things like that.
Hey, Mike, just so I understand everything correctly, Warren had said that the coaching staff or people had lied to him. Do you have any idea specifically what he's talking about there?
I do not.
Next would be Matt Fortuna from The Athletic.
Hey, Coach. About a week into practice now, I've had a number of guys tweet their displeasure. There have been two Power 5 conferences already say they're not going to play this fall. I mean, from your perspective as a head coach, how's this supposed to work, given all of the hurdles that have happened just a week since returning?
Well, we have a lot of young men that were just on the football field, working to get better. We have a lot of guys that are sacrificing players, coaches, everybody involved to make sure we're following the protocols that are in place to put ourselves in the best position to play this game that these young men love to play and that the coaches love to coach. And it is challenging. It's challenging for our country. It's challenging for everybody involved. But it takes great sacrifice to be able to do that. And we have coaches that are not staying at their own homes. We have coaches with families. We have players with families. I mean, but the protocols are there for a reason. And once again, this is completely voluntary. Everything that we're doing, we fully respect everybody's decision whether they want to be here or whether they do not want to be here. But we've got a bunch of guys that are on this team that have worked extremely hard for this opportunity, and I feel like it's my job to make sure that we have a protocols and a structure in place for them to be able to be safe, to be able to have confidence in where they're coming to work every single day, and to once again to play and improve in this game that they love.
Go back to Ira.
So, Coach, with the HIPAA policies, are you guys able to share with the players when other players have tested positive, or do you think is that lack of information part of the frustration on the player's part?
Well, we also have a contact tracing policy, and so as we're going through everything when it comes to our meeting rooms, everything of how we're structured in regards to our standard operating procedures, expectations of players with wearing masks when they're in the facility, our expectations of wearing masks when they're in the meeting rooms, the spacing that we have, those things are in place for a reason. As coaches, we have consistently and constantly reminding players to follow the procedures that they're supposed to follow, but there are questions, and whenever a player tests positive, and this has been the same way throughout the summer, you go through the steps of who they've been around, were they maintaining social distance, were they wearing a mask, and then you work to connect the dots. This is not just with our football program, this is our athletic program, our university, all these policies and procedures are in place, and so like I said, it was coming off the practice field, and obviously hearing a lot of you know, what I guess was put out whenever we were there. It was news to me and something in some of those areas and what was said. And so, if there was any miscommunication, we've been pretty transparent and direct throughout this.
There we go. Sorry about that. You said you didn't know why Warren tweeted what he did. Do you plan on, one, talking with him, because obviously he thinks there is an issue, and two, just can you confirm who was not at practice today?
I will not confirm who was at board was not at practice, but I spoke with Warren last night. We actually had a one-on-one conversation with all of the correct and relevant information of where we are, and I'm sure we'll have a follow up here this afternoon. Once again, I just got off the practice field, so I've not got a chance to talk to any of those guys, but I have spoke to the three guys that have been mentioned within the last 24 hours. So.
The second time in a couple of months you've had players go on social media to express displeasure with some things that are happening in the program. Do you feel like that's a reflection on you and the communication, or how do you kind of start to get a handle on that?
It's a work in progress. Obviously, this is a transition. Anytime there's a new staff or a new leader into a program, there is a transitional experience that we all have to work through. And the issue with it back in May with Marvin, I was able to come out and understand where my mistake was made. Incorrectly used the word "every" in a statement that was made in an interview, and I own that decision. We came together as a team. The players have a right to post wherever they want to post. I'm not going to control the players' social media. Everybody has a platform that they can use. How they use it comes down to their choice. Obviously, I support our players and their voice and the platform that they have. The issue that's happening today. It is a separate issue, and I feel very confident in how we operate each and every day with the policies and the protocols that are in place. It's disappointing to hear what was put out there, but that once again, anybody with a Twitter account can make a statement. And, obviously those statements are sending a message, but I feel very confident in how we operate this program. I've got a lifetime of a career involved in the game of football, and being a coach and being a player and to a standard of how I live each and every day. And I am totally confident in the way that I come to work every single day to help impact these kids, to help build them in all areas. And, it is new to them. It is new. But at the end of the day, the integrity of how we operate, I stand by it every single day. Right? And did people make mistakes? Yes. I made a mistake in May by not being completely clear with every word. But how we operate within our program is to build these young men and to help teach them life lessons, as well as making them the best football players they can be. Well, to answer the first question, we've tried to be very proactive since May in having parent meetings. I think we've had four parent teleconferences, which I've been a part of and led those meetings along with our medical personnel, laying out the protocols of how we're going to operate. We actually had one, I believe it was the Wednesday night before we reported, continuing to emphasize the voluntary nature of what we're doing. And also you know, helping the parents understand, you know, the expectation of an encouragement for their players, not only when they're here at the facility, but when they're away from the facility, and you know, what they're going to do, making sure that they're practicing the same procedures that we have whenever they're in the facility. And, you know, it takes a lot of people to help encourage these, you know, young men, 18 to 22 year olds, to encourage them for the sacrifices that are needed to be able to do things to the standard of what we'd like it to be done. And so we've had a very open line of communication with the parents. Some elect to be on the call, some you know, for whatever reason are not on all the calls. And so but we have had a very open line of communication with question and answers at the end of each and every one of them, trying to make sure that we're assisting them through the process, because you know we are here, and it is our job and responsibility to provide a place for their loved ones to be safe every day.
Hey, Coach, just how do you go about addressing this with your team, and with those three players specifically, how did you address them on this issue?
Are you talking about, I guess I don't fully understand your question. Are you talking about the tweet that was put out at practice today, or are you talking about?
I was talking about, you know, the tweets that were, or the messages that were put out at practice during practice today. With those, how do you address those? How did you address those three players, and do you plan to address the entire team about this issue?
You know, we're very open in all aspects, and so as a team, we will have an open discussion, much like we had open discussion two nights ago, and once again yesterday after practice, just about player well-being. And even yesterday after practice was not just about COVID; it's about all aspects. And that's part of being a college football player and running and leading a college football team, is that we're all in this together. And there's going to be things that happen. There's going to be good days. There's going to be bad days. Good practices, bad practices. We're all in this to help benefit and grow each other. It is our job to make sure we provide an open and transparent protocol and policies for how we're going to operate within COVID. And I absolutely feel confident in how we've done that and the information that is presented. I will say that as there are times that rumors and thoughts and speculation, which are untrue, they tend to spread. And at the end of the day, we try to address everything within our team to the best of our ability of what we're allowed to share on all situations, because I believe that communication helps throughout when situations arise, you're able to work through. And I feel very confident what the future will be and where the conversations will go.
Players that opt out, it's two questions. Players that opt out, can they opt back in? And would you characterize the absences today at practice? Are they all medically excused absences, or were any not under that sort of category?
Once again, not going to talk about practice and who is there and who is not, but when it comes to players that are opting out and opting in, when you opt out, it makes it more challenging to opt back in, because you are no longer – you're no longer living under those standards and protocols of how we operate each and every day. We know that there's we have a couple situations that are unique to themselves, and we encourage those young men when they choose not to be a part of the program each and every day to make sure that they are still doing things the right way when it comes to the policies and procedures that need to be in place. But when they're not coming into our facility, when they're not doing that consistently, it's hard. And I made it, these guys know it's hard once you're not living under that to just jump back in at a further point. I'm not saying that it's not possible, but it definitely presents challenges.
Hey, Coach, you really stressed the transparency and being open, but where's this disconnect coming from? Like, why are these guys putting this out on Twitter? It's not just any random person tweeting. This is a player on your football team.
Yes, sir. And those are conversations that, obviously, like I said, I'm disappointed to what I've heard that was said. But you know, at the end of the day, there will be follow up, you know, conversations to get a better understanding. And so I go to work every single day. I live my life every single day to a certain standard. And I absolutely feel very confident in the way that we're doing things, the way that we're doing things as a coaching staff, as a university, as a program. And, you know, it's, like I said, it's disappointing that, you know, some of the things that are said were put out there. But once again, I mean, if you know, everybody has the right to make a statement. And, you know, that's where a statement was made.
Go back to David from ESPN.
Hey, Mike, I wanted to see if I could get you to clarify for me. You had said within the last, I guess, 24 hours, you had spoken with each of those three players, Marion and DJ and Warren individually. Was that based on their testing results, or had they come to you specifically about some of these concerns that they raised today? Like, what was the impetus for those conversations? And then, as a quick follow-up, you said, you know, you're disappointed in those messages. Could you characterize what they said as being untrue?
Well, when it comes to the conversations, I'm not going to get into specific details with the individual. You know, one of them was about a test result. Another was involving a contact tracing and just encouragement of the policy and the procedure of what they were about to have to go through. And then the other was about a concern, and you're just trying to have that openness that we talked about earlier. And honestly, I have just heard the message. I have not actually physically seen it. So I will say that there are some aspects of what I heard that are untrue. And at the end of the day, I stand by the transparency that we've had. At the end of the day, this is who we are. And it's just disappointing to hear that. But once again, if there is some disconnect, I'm more than willing to have further conversations about that, and we'll go from there.
Last question will be from Kurt from the Democrat.
Have any of those players who've taken some DJ, have they talked to you about, are they opting out, or do you get the impression it's just more they want to play and they're kind of making their opinions heard of something they don't feel safe about while wanting to kind of play through?
I don't want to speculate on for any of those young men. Everybody's had the opportunity to, like I said, we are operating in a voluntary fashion. So there's no player, coach, anybody involved in the program that is being forced to be here. On the flip side, we're trying. The only thing that we ask them to do is to make sure that they are following the proper protocols in how we operate each and every day, so that we can keep people safe. But not only when they're here within the facility, but how they're, the decisions they're making when they're away from the facility over breaks or when they are at home. So, you know, it does take a lot of sacrifice for these young men. And, you know, we ask them to embrace that challenge.
Thank you,
guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.